Bone Boy Speaks, episode 716, iHealth Glucometer.
Health gadgets are all the rage right now. There's definitely stuff to check, any part of yourself and have it synced to your phone. I mean, that's why Apple has built a health kit integration into iOS so things can integrate. Now, I wasn't really that interested in any of that until very recently when my doctor said, "Oh, you have diabetes." And so now I have to use a glucometer to check my blood sugar a couple times a day. I definitely want to track that. And, so there's the ease of getting that information from the glucometer to the iPhone, which was a problem because the device my doctor prescribed was, didn't really have an easy way to do that. And of course, the other way to do it is, there's another problem with it is that the test strips are kind of expensive. So, I was looking for a better, cheaper way, of course. And so I found iHealth Labs, and they actually have two glucometers. One of them actually plugs into the headset port on your iPhone or Android device. And that's the glucometer. And then it syncs with a little app that then keeps track of your blood glucose. And then you can, we can annotate it with various things. They also have one that actually I forget what it's called. The iLine, I think, is what it is. It's that one just came out recently. The one that they've had out for a little while is a separate unit that talks to the phone with Bluetooth. And so that's the one I got because I want to be able to test it without necessarily having it, having it to be connected to the phone when I actually do the test. There's reasons for doing that, pros and cons, but it's nice to not have to rely on the phone and then just be able to sync it later. And it supports that. So I ordered the device a little while ago and I have been playing with it. I had a couple issues with it because the set of test strips that they sent me with my first order were actually pretty close to being expired. And it turned out that the results that those test strips were giving me were actually, higher than what my normal meter was giving me. And so I did manage to get iHealth to ship me a new box of strips, but they still owe me another box of strips as I'm recording this because I've just found out that both boxes that I originally ordered were they were near expiration, but they were also returning bad results. And so another thing you should also, if you decide to go with this meter, make sure you actually request the control solution. You have to send them an email. It's not an option on the website, but it is something that you should be able to get. I don't understand why manufacturers just don't include a bottle of control solution with either a bottle of with the test strips or something, because the general advice I see is like test every time you get a new vial of strips. Well, they certainly don't make it easy to get the control solution, which is it's just a solution that has a known amount of glucose in it, and it just verifies that the strips are doing what they're supposed to do and the meter's doing what it's supposed to do and all of that fun stuff. So this is a It's good to have it. But now how does the device work? It integrates with it integrates with the iPhone, which is nice. When I fire it up with Bluetooth, it actually will fire up the iHealth app, which is kind of nice. And then it'll sync right away, of course, as it's doing the actual reading. The one thing I noticed about the glucometer is that it takes a little bit longer to come up with a result than the device I had got prescribed by my doctor. So it's a little, it supposedly takes just a little bit more blood too, which, it's point something milliliters of blood. It's hard to notice it, but it is, it's one of those things. The device itself works just fine. It's meant to sync with your phone, and the iGluco app actually has a way to sort of you take what you've your blood glucose reading and you document exactly what the kinds of food that you're eating and stuff like that, so make sure you get your blood sugar lower, because sometimes you eat something and it goes higher than it's supposed to or whatever. And so that's the thing. But the one thing I will say is that, so one of the things that of course come with a glucometer is your, is the lancet, the thing that actually pokes your skin and gives you, that, that allows a drop of blood to come out. I don't like the lancet that comes with the iHealth. You have to turn it and then push a button and it put in it, you know, it sends the lancet to, you know, going toward your skin, very briefly, and then kind of retracts back just a little bit. The mechanism on that seems to be, less soft, right, than the other one I had. So, you may not like the lancet with it. It's also a little bit bigger than I expected. The lancet, you know, device should really be about the size of a pen. This is a little bit bigger than, around than that. And it doesn't, and I'm not sure why it has to be so big. It certainly works. I just find that the one that comes with the AccuCheck Aviva Plus that I have is a much nicer one. And it works like a click pen, and it definitely, and it's generally softer, I like the fact that that all the data from it gets sucked into the iPhone, and I can put whatever notes I need in with the reading. And that way I can track, you know, not necessarily with, I'm not tracking the calories and stuff in this app. I put all of that stuff in the Healthy Diabetes app that I talked about earlier. As far as devices go, it does what it says on the tin. Just make sure that when you get the strips, that they're not close to expiration, because that could be a potential issue. And make sure you request the control solution, which I'm still waiting for. But there's some issues there. But anyway, if you have diabetes and you're looking for something a little bit easier with cheaper strips that you don't have to deal with your insurance company on, because say they're, you know, $12.50 for a box of 50, it's definitely better than what I've seen. So I would say check it out. You can go to iHealthLabs.com, and they've also got a bunch of other stuff on there too. That's the connected self kind of thing. I can't vouch for the other devices, but the glucometer, well, it works. It does what it says on the tin. It just, you may not like the lancet that it comes with. And that's just a personal choice, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.